Burundi's landscape is majestic, with nearly 3,000 hills, home to communities organized around each hill. But this beautiful terrain is threatened by years of overuse, soil erosion, deforestation, as well as the effects of climate change. Torrential rains, floods, landslides, and droughts have become frequent. Thomas Nyabenda tells us how his village was washed away by a landslide last year. His wife and five children were among the 28 people who were killed.
The water found us in the house and it was already full up to the bed level. That's when I told my family we flee to a safer place.
Some of those who died in that landslide, including Thomas Nyabenda's wife and children, are buried here. Others are still missing. But despite the obvious threats posed by the degradation of land, many of those we talk to here say they cannot stop cutting down of trees for charcoal because their livelihood depends on it.
But there is an alternative many kilometers from the village. A local organization is making briquettes from coffee and rice husks and other domestic waste to be used in place of firewood and charcoal. Those who run this project say they want to go national to prevent an environmental crisis in a country that is losing thousands of hectares of forest cover every year.
We don't only sell, we also tell them why they need to use our products to reduce deforestation and all that comes with it. So they receive it positively when they are first sensitized, when they know why they use this. So they know they are contributing to the development of the country.
The United Nations says land in northern Burundi is severely degraded, deforestation in the south alarming. The west, a long deforested region that can hardly sustain agricultural production. The central part of the country is seeing the disappearance of its wetlands. Environmentalists are worried.
We are seeing food insecurity caused by destruction of farms, accelerated soil erosion, all these causing loss of agriculture production, especially in rural areas.
Back at the factory, they say they're playing their part in keeping the environment safe. And if they can save even a few thousand trees from being cut down every year, that's a good start. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Burundi.